We're continuing with the Drashot Aran. We're up to page Resh Mem Aleph in the Drashot Aran, page Kuf Zayin. And the Ran had discussed that even if a person does tshuva out of suffering, Hashem takes him back warmly. Omnam but yesh kan inyan tzarich bi'ur. There is a concept that we do have to explain. Sharei amru b'sof yoma. The Talmud tells us at the end of tractate Yoma. Heichi dami bal tshuva. How do you define a person who has mastered tshuva? Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explains, kigon shebad liyado dvar avera pam rishona v'shniya. For example, a person sinned. And then he revisited that opportunity to sin once, twice, vishlishit. And the Ran, we don't have this version, in the Ran's Gemara it said, and a third time. Meaning you had to be tested three times after you did tshuva, v'nitzal mimena, and be saved from the sin. Machvi Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda indicated, meaning he didn't say this overtly, but he taught it, really. Be'otaisha, it has to be the same woman. Uvoto perek, and in the same time of your life. It can't be that you cheated with this woman when you were 25, and then you revisited her when you were both 85, and then you said, not interested, I did tshuva. No, no, no. You want to know what real tshuva is? It has to be the same woman. You have to be at the same state of life. Uvoto makom, and it has to be the same place. It's not that you bumped into one another at the stadium. It's that you had the same scenario. It was the same capacity for sin, and you stood up to the challenge. Ulefiza yikshe. So you read this Gemara, you walk away with the question. Misheino bimei alumav. Let's say you're not young anymore. What am I supposed to do now? So I'm not 25, okay? Ech yasa tshuva shlema. So then how does a person do complete tshuva if he doesn't have that opportunity? Shema tomah, you might say, shekach madvarim shen tshuvato shlema ugmura. Maybe you'll say, you're right, you lost it. Should have done tshuva earlier. You do tshuva now, it's not really complete. And that's how you might read the Rambam. The Rambam says, if you do tshuva later in life, it's not perfect, but it's still right. Meaning you'll do the best tshuva you can, but that's how the Rambam seems to learn. The Ran says, no. No, that's not so. Sharei amru b'sof perek hamad kiddushin. The Talmud tells us at the end of the first chapter of kiddushin. V'afilu rasha gamur kol yamav. Even if a person was sinful throughout his days, v'asa tshuva ba'achona, and at the end of his days he did tshuva, in maskirin lo shum resha. In heaven, they don't bring up his past history. Sheneemar, as the verse tells us, and this goes back to the verse in Yechezkel we quoted earlier. The sins of the sinful one will not cause him to stumble on a day that he does tshuva from his sins. How could the Talmud tell me that? It says, if at the end of his days he does tshuva, well, at the end of the days, he's not at that same stage in life as when he sinned. And the fact that the verse also says, and the Talmud says on this verse, the verse says, Tashev Einosh Ad Daka. You help a person do tshuva till Daka. What does till Daka mean? So till Daka could mean till death. The Talmud says, what does it mean? Ad Daka? Ad Dichducha Shel Nefesh. Till the soul is all out. Meaning until that last breath, a person can do tshuva. So then what's pshat? Ela perush ha'inyan hazeh hu kach. So the idea here is as follows. Ha'tshuva yesh la shtei toalot atzumot. Tshuva has two tremendous benefits. Ha'achat kaparat avonot hakodmim. The first benefit of tshuva is that it atones for all of one's previous sins. Ve'ashniya tosefet hazchut yoter meshim la'asa averot v'shav mehen. The second benefit is that one gets merits, and those merits are even better. He's on a higher state than if he never did the sin. Meaning true tshuva doesn't just bring you back to zero. It shoots you forward. A person does tshuva, so then his sins not only are wiped away, but he is propelled forward. Ki milvad sha'tshuva mechaper ta'avonot hakodmim, because tshuva is not only about cleaning off the previous sins, ela he mitzvah tase min haTorah, but tshuva is really a biblical commandment. V'imina mitzvot shodinu rabotenu zal shen b'tachlit haSachar. This is one of the mitzvos that Chazal tell us have the greatest rewards. Uvazeh chelik hasheni dibru sham b'yoma. And that's what the Talmud over there in Yuma was talking about when the Talmud says a true Baal Tshuva, a master of Tshuva, is one who revisited that scene again and stood up to it. She'arei amru sham. The Talmud over there says, Gidola Tshuva. Right there the Talmud spells it out and says, Tshuva is so amazing, she'zdonot nasot lo kizchuyot. Even a sin that was done willfully. A guy says, God, look, you see the cheeseburger? I'm eating it now. Zdonot, he did it willfully. No mistake. It becomes a merit. If he does real tshuva, so then that sin can become a merit for him. Shene'emar, as the verse says, when the wicked one does tshuva, so then he lives on his sins. What does that mean? Because the tshuva becomes a merit. As far off as he was to one side of the graph, so he gets propelled to the other side if he does tshuva. He doesn't just hit ground zero, he gets built. Real tshuva can make a person a giant. You guys know the story. Story in the Gemara, right? I forgot his name. What? No. Yeah. Right. Rabbi. Right. Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya. Yeah. You know the story, right? Yes. Okay. In a nutshell, he visited every prostitute he could find, and then he heard there was one way out across the islands. He saved up money, came with all his sack of money that it cost, and he comes to her, and she's lying ready to sin with him on top of silk beds, and as he's advancing towards her, she passes here. So that's not what a professional is supposed to be doing. So she says, she tries to cover up for herself. So she says, hey, you're the famous Elazar ben Durdaya. I hear you visited every other brothel on the planet. Guess what? Just like I can't take that passing of air back in, you're never coming to the world to come. So he stops. And he thinks about that for a minute. And he says, never mind. Walks away and says to himself, if that's what the prostitute across all these islands came to teach me, wait a second. Goes back and starts asking himself how he's going to do tshuva. So he turns to the different parts of the planet. He turns to the heavens and say, pray on my behalf. We can't help you. Turns to the earth, turns to the mountains, turns to the seas, looks in every direction. And everyone tells him, look, after the life you've led, no one can help you. So he turns his eyes to heaven and says, Ribono Shel Olam, I want to do tshuva. And he stands there and weeps and he does a complete tshuva and drops dead. He goes from one end to the other end, and he does a complete tshuva, and a heavenly voice comes out, praised are you, Rabbi Elazar ben Durdaya, you're invited to the world to come. So the Tanaim heard this heavenly voice, and they cried. They said, Yesh kone olamo b'sha'achat, look at that. A person can accomplish his whole world. He's called Rebbe in heaven, and he's invited to the world to come in a minute. So obviously it wasn't a minute. But it means in a short amount of time, he accomplished what other people don't accomplish in a lifetime. True tshuva. Yes?
I think the main thing was when after he went to all the various mountains, whatever, then he started crying that it's all on me.
And
once he realized
it was all on him, that's when he did the tshuva. Right. Correct. So, the Ran says, tshuva propels a person in the other direction. Real tshuva is not just I'm back to ground zero. A person shoots up. He's on a totally different level. That's what the prophet says in Yechezkel. Aleihim hu yichyeh. On those very sins he lives, because those very sins, true tshuva, causes them to be merits. V'odamru sham, and the Talmud further tells us there, gdola tshuva shebishvil yechid shasa tshuva, mocholin lo v'lekol ha'olam kulo. Tshuva is so amazing that if a person does true tshuva, he can bring atonement for the whole world. So the Gemara in the laws of Yom Kippur isn't talking about tshuva, just about removing my sins. The Gemara is talking about the most amazing tshuva, but he mosefet zchut gadol, a tshuva that adds to a person's merits, tremendous merits. The alzeh hu shaman, about that tshuva, you want to attain that fantastic tshuva? So about that the Gemara says, echidami bal tshuva. How do you gauge if a person attained that great level? Kilomar shekochah chazak kol kach. How do you attain the level of tshuva that brings atonement to the whole world, that propels a person forward so much? How do you gauge if a person attained that? It's a gauge. Doesn't mean a person should ever put himself in that test again. Let me see if I stand up there. No, that's not permitted. The idea is, how would we gauge? Obviously, there's a merit in every element of tshuva. Even an imperfect tshuva is a merit. It's also a mitzvah. But you want to get that tremendous level of zchut. So that's gauged. Kegon shabat liyadot dvar avera baotai shavu oto peruk uvoto makom. That's when a person was put to the test with that same woman, at that same stage in life, in that same place, the same scenario. Vatshuva sheinina ken. And if a person does tshuva later on in life, he does tshuva when he's weaker, he really isn't as interested as he was back then. So then, you know, so that's still a tshuva, and it still wipes away his sin. Omnam tespik lechaper avonot hakodmim, avlo tosif lo zchut. So a guy is 95 and he's on a respirator and he's in the ICU unit and they tell him he has 24 hours left to live and he says, Rabon Shalom, I'm sorry for what I did wrong. And he does a real tshuva. So you know what? Hashem says, fine, I'll clean off your sins. But that tshuva, that's not going to propel him forward. If he does a true tshuva, then even in the last breath, a true tshuva does attain atonement. True tshuva. But it's not going to propel him forward. Ve'omnam tzarich betshuva hazot shetiye gmura. But this tshuva really has to be a complete tshuva. Lo shiomar ha'adam, aval chatanu, ashamnu, bagadnu. Not that a person will say, we sinned, we did wrong, we were rebellious, we were traitors. Befivu bisfatav. He says it, ve'lo yifashvesh b'masav tamid. But he doesn't keep analyzing how he behaves. Meaning, if we do true tshuva, then we should walk away from that and behave differently. But a person really has to look over his actions consistently. Be it the things between him and heaven, be it the things between him and his friend. Did I have kavanah when I benched? Did I have kavanah when I davened this morning? A person always has to check himself. A person always has to see what he did wrong and perfect himself. Sharei anu roim Mashiach tzidkenu, shamar ki pshaai ani eda, v'chatati negdi tamid. What is King David? He's the anointed one, the prime leader of Israel. What does he say? I know my rebellious ways. I always look at where I erred. Im heyot shamru rabotenu zal masechet Shabbat, kol haomer David chatai no ela toeh. Even though the Talmud tells us, if you think David sinned, you're an error. So what does it mean? But David himself says, I always look at my sins. V'afal pichen, mipnei sheita lo ktsat shgaga, haya sham chetato negdo tamid. If there was still an element where he sinned there. There was still something wrong with what he did with Bathsheba. Technically on the books, she was a divorced woman, technically on the books, you couldn't hold him to it. But we all know that's not right. And that's what he repeatedly, he'd stay focused on his whole life. He'd say to himself, wait, I know I have an answer. You asked me legally, was I right? Yes, legally I didn't do anything wrong. But it still wasn't right. And that was something he thought about his whole life. And he was worried about it his life. David said, David says, I openly admit what I've done wrong, and I repeatedly worry over my sin. Even though he didn't sin what it seems overtly. Anyone that says, oh, David lived with a married woman, that's an error. You don't understand what happened there. This is where we'll pick up next week. The Ran asks the question that's begging, then why does the Navi describe it as though he did? You read the Navi, it certainly sounds like he slept with a married woman. So Chazal tell us the backdrop to the scene. Then why didn't the pasuk say it that way. Shederach haktuvim lechasod hashgagot ve'le'alim inyanam. The pesukim ordinarily conceal something that was a mistake. Kmo shamru haTorah chisato v'atam galeoto. We have the Gemara, the Mishnah says, who was the one that desecrated Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva says it was Tzlavchat. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beterra says, maybe you're right, Akiva. But the Torah didn't tell us who it was. So why are you telling us? The Torah kept it under wraps. V'chol shekin shaya ra'u zeh b'David, sheitpalel al zeh. We'd expect that David davened to Hashem and said, please, don't publicize what I did wrong. So if that was David's request, why do we find that the Navi does the exact opposite? The Navi... What? Oh, very good. Very good. That's an excellent question. And next week, Bezrat Hashem, we'll revisit this.